You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I'm trying to make people be happy, but it keeps messing me up in the process. Let's get into it.
Founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
In 2021, we're bringing keytars back to rock music.
Oh.
It's gonna happen.
I don't think so.
Spoken like a man with a garage full of keytars and some payments that are coming due. But for now, we're going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, I'm trying to make people be happy, but it keeps messing me up in the process. And Glenn, a great question, something I think we all fall into at some point, really trying to have an influence on the people around us for the positive. And I think we want to start, as we often do, by celebrating this, right?
For sure. It is great that you want other people to be happy. That's a good thing. When you love people, when you care about them, you want them to be happy. And that's just showing that you care. And when we get into that mode of wanting something so badly, it feels like it is, maybe it's just tempting to feel like, well, I can make them happy. If I say all the magic words and do all the magic things, they'll end up just being happy. And unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. So I think part of what we want to do is get you in a secure position where you can be an influence on these things, but making sure you aren't lost in that process.
It's a really great point, a really good place to start. Jed, love you to dig into that a little deeper for us. Glenn mentioned two things there that can sound like the same thing, but are actually very, very different. One is wanting the people in your life to be happy, and the other is thinking that you can make them be happy. There's an important distinction there, right?
There really is, and we all recognize this in other areas of life. You can want to play in the NBA. That's very different from actually forcing your way into playing in the NBA. These are not the same thing, and we all know that. We all get that. You can want to drive a Ferrari. That's not the same as driving a Ferrari. When it comes to other people and their happiness, though, we can get really confused because we want them to be happy, which, again, we want to be crystal clear. That's a good thing. If you just didn't care about the happiness of the people around you in any way, that would be bad. That's not good. So you want people to be happy, but as it turns out, other people are other people. They kind of make their own decisions and they live their own life, which means you may be able to a certain extent to influence the degree of happiness that they have, but it's very hard to argue that you can make them be happy, that you can just decide, I will make sure this other person has a happy life. And that can get us into a place where we feel very frustrated, we feel very discouraged, and where we make a lot of really questionable, often unhealthy decisions. So the question that we need to look at, that we need to nail down is, at the end of the day, can you make other people be happy?
Indeed, that is the operative question. Now, as to forcing your way into the NBA, Jed doesn't realize that I have stilts and a can-do attitude. We don't have time to get into that, really. We're going to focus more on the making other people be happy, and that's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Sweet bleeding of a broken heart. Needle in the vein, medicine injected. Left feeding on the open arm, relieving all his pain. Delicately left in a world, spinning, clutched to the vice. Addicted to addiction, he loves when it bites. He feels the rush when the tourniquet's released. Endorphins run the course to euphoria and peace now. His heart rate slows, his eyes grow heavy. The tar takes hold, eyelids shut, heart fades cold. The darkness stays when God takes souls. So it was so close to home, you felt it when it hit. No hope was shown, and everybody cared when he died. But none of you were there when he cried. Affection. There's many reasons that we grow apart. She feeds into the blame that leads to depression in the world. Stopped. Clung to the past, depicted in the pictures. Numb to the fact that he's never coming back. Her world was a sun. She spun out of orbit when he learned how to run. Run. Running from her muscles with a fist full of pills and a fifth full of vodka. Swallow down the fear, spit it out into the mouth of madness. A cloud of sadness is following so near. Racing to the wrist, let the red blood bleed. Can't exist where the dead love leaves. And everybody cared when she died, but none of you were there by her side.
Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
As a Cajun, I can tell you I'm more comfortable with the idea of an accordion making its way into rock music than I am with the keytar making its way into rock music.
A bold statement. We're also joined by the producer of the show, the man that puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Coming in 2021, Death Accordion.
I think we can get behind that. A really, really distorted accordion.
Yeah.
We're breaking new ground here on The Bridge Loud. We're also answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I'm trying to make people be happy, but it keeps messing me up in the process. And Glenn, in that last segment, we spent some time breaking down the idea of the difference between wanting people in your life to be happy, which is a good and wonderful thing, and the idea that you can make them be happy, which is going to be way more problematic and probably isn't even possible, right?
That's absolutely right. You cannot make people happy, and I think that should give you a great deal of comfort. The funny thing is, once you recognize I can't force people to be happy, the more you stop trying to force that into happening, the more you're able to look around and say, well, there are a lot of other things that I can do to create an environment where happiness might grow and take place. Happiness is a choice, and you can't make that choice for other people. The most we can do is be kind, be gentle, be patient, be understanding, and create an environment where people are able to deal with the things that are making them unhappy so they can choose that happiness you're setting out in front of them.
It's a really great point, and Jed, I think it's worth exploring this idea of we can do things that, in our mind, would make someone happy. We can, even if we know someone very well, think we have a pretty good plan for things we could do from the outside that will make them happy. But that's different than having them actually feel that, right?
Yeah, that's actually right, man. That's absolutely right. You know, happiness is a journey that every person has to go on for themselves. As Glenn rightly points out, in many ways it is a choice. It is, in many ways, something that one must work at, and consistently so, you know, kind of as a daily thing. You can be supportive to another person as they do that. You can do nice things for them. You can be kind to them. You can be compassionate to them. And those, in general, are good things. That they can all be taken to extremes that aren't terribly healthy, but they're good things. But none of those are the same as forcing happiness onto an unwilling recipient. And I think that's one thing that's really worth acknowledging, is that I think we have a default belief that most people want to be happy. So, you know, what's the problem? And it turns out that actually there are plenty of people in life who, at least for a season, kind of don't want to be happy. There are a lot of good reasons for that, or certainly a lot of reasons that make sense and that are understandable, but that's their prerogative to decide, that's not what I'm looking for right now. So the question that we need to look at is, if I can't make them be happy, and maybe even if they're in a place where they're not sure they want to be happy, is there anything that I can do?
A great question, and that's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Before I would welcome back the presence of a keytar into rock music, I would much more prefer the saxophone solo. And yes, Careless Whisper is playing in my head right now.
As it always is, when we're on the air, when we're not, it's part of Glenn's brain that's always dedicated to Careless Whisper. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man that puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Guilty feet ain't got no rhythm. Oh, yeah.
That was a real confluence of Duffman voice and lyrics. There's a lot going on there. We're going to move on to our question this week that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I'm trying to make people be happy, but it keeps messing me up in the process. And Glenn, we've landed on the unfortunate reality that you cannot make another person be happy. That's just not within our power as people. But now let's turn it to the positive. Let's focus on the things we can do for the people in our lives.
Well, I think we can start by leading by example. I mean, there's something that's going to be pretty ineffective about saying, hey, be happy like me when you're not happy. You have to actually be a happy person. And the funny thing is, if you do find that happiness in your own life, people will be drawn to it. They will want it. It might just start off as jealousy, but they'll eventually come around like, hey, what's the secret? How do I get in on whatever this is? They'll just want to be around you. They'll want to be close to you. And kind of like hoping that it rubs off, that kind of thing. So I think looking for how you live a happy and healthy life is maybe one of the most effective ways you can help other people at least be driven to want that for themselves.
It's a really great point. And Jed, what does that look like practically for us as the people who want to be the influence?
That's a great question, man. I think it's about figuring out, how do you have a life that is healthy, that is balanced, where your whole person is taken care of? In other words, it's not just that your career is going well or that school is going well, but that all the things in your life are going reasonably well. And those are things that you work towards. They're things that you work towards one step at a time. And critically, you can do that. You can move forward in your life. You can make improvements in your life. And you can get to a place, and this is something that we really want for you and that goes right along with what Glenn was describing. You can have a life that you feel proud of. And that is really the thing that we want for you, is a life that you feel good about and a life that you're proud of and that sets that good example for other people. Glenn is absolutely right when he says that when people see in you that a good, happy life is possible and can actually exist in the real world, they're going to want that for themselves too.
That's absolutely right. And if you just have no idea where you would start on that, or if you've already started and don't know what your next step would be, you can always drop us an email, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're going to hear that address several more times if you listen to the rest of the show, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. And we will be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Listen, I think a xylophone is more suitable to rock music than a keytar.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I'm intrigued, if nothing else.
I'm impressed that we've gotten through this whole discussion with anyone without anyone looking for a Jethro Tull-like flute revival.
Oh, yes. Rock flute.
Rock flute indeed. We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I'm trying to make people be happy, but it keeps messing me up in the process. And in a lot of ways, the keytar is to 80s rock song in the same way that we use the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
I set him up for that, and I was still surprised by it. It's a lot going on there. And Glenn, in our day job, working with folks coming out of, maybe coming out of imprisonment, maybe coming out of drug addiction or gang life, they are often people who they're experiencing positivity for kind of the first time in their life. They want to share it. They want everyone who they were locked up with or is in their old neighborhood to just start feeling this thing too. And that can lead to the progression we've gone through on this show of, I try that, it doesn't work, that bums me out, now what do I do? So what do you tell the people we're working with when they're in that point?
Well, you know, our part of the way that we're dealing with that is on a spiritual level of looking at getting a source of joy that's a spiritual thing that results in the emotional thing of happiness, right? So part of what we're talking about there is this idea that you feel empty right now. And if you go to God and say, okay, I want to be filled with joy and receive that joy and let it just fill you and fill you and fill you, the biblical idea is that that overflows into the lives of other people around you. And that allows you to be a benefit to others without you being emptied out yourself.
It's a really great point. One of the other things that true joy that you get directly from God gives you is an ability to not judge your success or failure by how other people feel. You get to do nice things for people and positive things just because they're nice and positive things. Jed mentioned earlier in the show that there are some people in the world who are at a point in their life where they just don't really want to be happy. And I think that applies to all of us on this show. I know it applies to me. And I can tell you that one of the most helpful things that my friends did to encourage me that time was still try to include me in stuff, even though I was going to come be a huge bummer and say, like, oh, we're going to play Frisbee, come to the park. Oh, and I'm kind of bummed out. Okay, well, come be bummed out at the park. Might as well change your surroundings of being bummed out. The Bible kind of phrases that as rejoicing with those who rejoice and mourning with those who mourn. You don't want to put it on yourself to change somebody's situation, but you can come into that with the joy and with positivity that we want for your life. We think God wants that for you too, and we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.